Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, often heralded as the Bible of Investing. The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham stands as a seminal work in the field of value investing. First published in 1949, this book has been the go-to guide for countless investors seeking knowledge on how to navigate the stock markets with wisdom and discipline. The revised edition, updated with commentary by Jason Zweig, enhances Graham's core teachings and applies them to today's market conditions. What truly sets this book apart is its focus on the investor's attitude toward market fluctuations, emphasizing long-term strategies over short-term gains. Graham, known as the mentor of Warren Buffett, decidedly imparts strategies that prioritize safety and solid fundamentals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of a Mr. Market. Benjamin Graham introduces the allegory of Mr. Market to personify the day-to-day fluctuations of the stock market. Mr. Market is depicted as an emotional person who offers to buy or sell his shares at different prices every day. These prices sometimes reflect the true value of the shares, but are frequently driven by fear, enthusiasm, or despair. The allegory teaches investors that the market does not always price stocks rationally. Prices can be influenced by human emotions rather than intrinsic values. Investors can exploit the manic, depressive behavior of the Mr. Market by maintaining emotional discipline, buying when prices are low, and selling when they are unfairly high. By treating a Mr. Market as someone who offers you prices instead of dictating them, an investor can maintain rationality in irrational markets. Secondly, the margin of safety. A cornerstone of Benjamin Graham's investment philosophy is the margin of safety, which acts as a buffer against errors in calculation or market volatility. This principle involves investing at a significant discount to the intrinsic value of a security, thereby providing a safety net against unforeseen negative events or miscalculations. Graham argues that this strategy not only enhances potential profits but also minimizes risks. The margin of safety is applicable to various assets, but it is particularly crucial when investing in stocks. Investors are advised to approach investments cautiously and to always consider potential downsides as well as the attractiveness of the potential upside. This disciplined approach helps investors avoid catastrophic losses in downturns and maintain a steady growth of capital in the long run. Thirdly, fundamental analysis. Fundamental analysis forms the backbone of Graham's methodology. This technique involves evaluating a company's financial statements and health by analyzing its revenue, expenses, assets, liabilities, and all other financial aspects. The goal is to determine the intrinsic value of the company's stock and compare it with the current market price. Graham emphasizes that a thorough financial analysis provides an objective basis for making sound investment decisions. It requires understanding the business model, competitive edge, and growth prospects of a company. This detailed examination helps investors avoid speculative and non-sustainable stocks and focus instead on companies with stable and predictable earnings, preferably undervalued by the market. Fourthly, investor psychology. Graham delves deep into the psyche of the investor, underlining the harmful effects of popular sentiment and emotional decisions. The book encourages an analytical, detached approach to stock market investing. By understanding and controlling one's emotions, particularly fear and greed, an investor can make judgments that are reasoned and focused on long-term goals rather than short-term fluctuations. This psychological resilience is critical to avoid making impulsive decisions based on market news or trends that may not align with the fundamental values of the investments. Graham also advocates for diversified portfolios to mitigate risks and to possess the fortitude to keep to one's conclusions despite market pressures. Lastly, the defensive and enterprising investor. Graham distinguishes between two types of investors, the defensive and the enterprising investor. The defensive investor seeks safety and minimal effort in their investment approach, focusing on preserving capital and achieving adequate returns with good bond and stock mix. The enterprising investor, on the other hand, is willing to dedicate more time and effort to achieve superior results. Graham provides different strategies and guidelines for each type of investor, emphasizing that both need a disciplined approach to achieve their financial goals. He offers specific criteria for investment selection and management that help investors tailor their strategies to their time constraints, interest level, and risk tolerance. In conclusion, The Intelligent Investor is acclaimed for good reason. It teaches the bedrock principles of value investing and how to apply them in ever-changing market conditions. The book is ideal for those looking to deepen their understanding of market operations without falling prey to unfortunate investing trends. Graham's teachings help cultivate a disciplined approach, ensuring that investments are made with careful analysis and a clear margin of safety. It is recommended for both novice and experienced investors who seek to base their strategies on robust fundamentals and cool-headed analysis. Reading this book can profoundly benefit anyone who wishes to undertake their investment journey with a disciplined, practical, and successful outlook. If you would like to support Benjamin Graham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.